And Brother Johnny, I'll start, if that's all right.
Yes, sir.
If you, let's suppose that you are having a Bible study with someone who was raised attending a particular denomination, and you know what that denomination believes and preaches, and so you take the time to show this person what the Bible says about how to be saved and how to be faithful to the Lord. And at the end, the person says, well, I believe all of that, and I've done all of that. I've been baptized for the remission of my sins, and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and they insist upon that. How would you handle a situation like that?
Well, I think that's a very common thing, and I've had many a study where the person says, oh, yeah, I've done all of that. So what you must do first when you start to have a Bible study with this person is to ask him the question, how were you saved? How were you saved? And then write down exactly. And then when you finish writing it down, say, now, is this the way it was? I had a Bible study with my neighbor one time. We lived in Fort Worth, Texas. And I had him write all of this down. And then when we saw number 4 film, which talks about how to be saved, he looked down at that page and he said, not much comparison, is it? He could immediately see the difference, you see. But if you wait until you've taught them the plan of salvation, they'll say, well, that's the way I was saved. So they just get confused. You know, I've had people say that they were baptized by a denominational preacher for the remission of sins. One of my brethren said, listen, I'm going to call your preacher and ask him if you were saved, if you were baptized for the remission of sins. He calls the preacher up. The man asked the preacher, says, when I was baptized, was I baptized for the remission of sins? He said, no, you didn't need to be. He said, thank you, that's all I wanted to know. I'm ready to be baptized.
Other questions?
Well, in that case.
Well, I'll ask another one while you all consider your thoughts. Brother, what do you say to people who make a statement like, well, you Church of Christ people, which I believe we've been taught correctly tonight is an improper phrase, but you Church of Christ people, you believe you're the only ones going to heaven. How do you respond to people who say something like that?
Brother Gay used to say, no, I don't believe all of them are going to make it. But I think what would be better is to show them what we mean by that when we say, when we talk about the Church of Christ. We're not talking about some singular body over here somewhere, because there may be flaws that are evident in that congregation. We're talking about that body that Ronnie described earlier tonight. And so I would try to point out to them the difference that many people have this prejudice because somebody's told them, well, unless you're Church of Christ, you're going to be go to hell. That is a very bad thing to do, and it's caused a lot of prejudice toward the Church of Christ, because what we mean by the Church of Christ is not what they mean, you see. We're talking about the universal body that people were added to in the first century.
Brother Clint.
I have a question about rebaptism, people who were baptized at younger. And, you know, I know a lot more, I think, about the gospel now than I did when I was baptized. So what if somebody makes the argument that this person over here, they didn't understand as much as a lot of gospel preachers. All they knew was that they needed to be baptized because Jesus said so. And then they didn't know about church organization. They didn't know about worship. They weren't very acquainted with the Bible. When I was baptized, there were a lot of things I didn't know about the Bible. And so how am I any different from them? Why is my baptism valid and theirs isn't?
That's a good question, and I think it's one that we need to take seriously. I think it's possible for a person to see that he's a sinner, needs to be saved, and responds to the commands of the gospel. I believe that's fine. I don't think he has to understand all of the little technical terms that sometimes preachers understand. He wants to be saved, He feels the need of forgiveness, and so believing, he repents, confesses, makes a good confession, and is baptized. I'm satisfied with that. But I don't think that just because a person has learned something later, that that invalidates his baptism. It does not. Listen, I know of a 98-year-old woman who at the end of her life had been a member since she was like 14 years of age, wanted to be baptized because the preacher didn't say Holy Spirit when he baptized her, according to her. I don't think that invalidated her baptism, because it's not what the preacher does or says, it's what the person who is seeking to membership in the Lord's church, it's what he understands. Now, if a person sets out to join a denomination and does a few things that the Lord commands, I don't believe that's a valid baptism. In fact, I had a friend one time who thought his wife was all right because she'd been baptized in a denomination. He said, well, what's the deal? What's wrong with that? She's been baptized. I said, all right, let me ask you this. Suppose I offered $5 to everybody to be baptized. What'd be wrong with that? They'd be baptized. He said, oh, well, that'd be the wrong reason. I said, there you are. That's the wrong reason. You don't want to be baptized for the wrong reason. To please your mate, or to please your mother or dad, or to gain the affection of some girl, or to have a better relationship in town somewhere. No, all of that's an invalid reason. Your reason should be, I realize I'm a sinner and I want to be saved from my sins.
Roddy Wade.
You know, I think that's exactly right, Johnny. And essentially, the people on Pentecost knew nothing about the church.
Right.
They knew nothing. They knew they had crucified Christ. They admitted that. They were sorry for it. And they were told to repent and be baptized.
Someone else. Any closing remarks, brother?
I do want to make a closing statement. I hope the lesson has helped some, and I think that you and I should pray for our loved ones that are in denominations, and instead of condoning that, making them feel safe and secure in it, we should do our very best to teach them the right way. Thousands of people have been saved because someone loved them enough to tell them the gospel story, what to do to be saved. And you know, the people that I've taught the truth, they don't regard me as their enemy. They regard me as their friend. And I've gone to that gospel meeting down at Sulphur, Oklahoma, and had people walk clear around the tabernacle to come and shake my hand and show me that they love me because I taught them the truth. It's an important work that we're doing.